Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 94.
Star Report with Jen Hobby.
Chris Brown has filed a $500 million defamation lawsuit against Warner Brothers Discovery. It's over the documentary called Chris Brown, A History of Violence. Chris Brown alleges that this project was full of straight up lies. Chris says he's been directly impacted by this docuseries, that it's taken a toll on his reputation and career, so he's seeking these damages, which he partly plans to donate to victims of abuse. Chris Brown claims he's taken accountability for his past mistakes, has grown from them, and is slamming this documentary for pushing an old narrative. All right, up next, there was a mini NSYNC reunion. JC Chazé, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick reunited for a Justin Timberlake concert. The only NSYNC member missing was Joey Fatone. He couldn't be there because he's on Broadway. And finally, remember this whole controversy about Bill Burr and Billy Corgan, who might be half brothers? Well, Howie Mandel surprised Bill Burr on their podcast, and it was pretty uncomfortable.
I got something special that I planned for you out of a place.
I'm already uncomfortable.
And look who's here.
Oh, hey, what's up? You're an
Billy Corgan. Yeah, I thought this would be great to bring a family together.
He didn't tell you. He told me you were totally cool with me coming.
That's what he does. Did you ever think the fact that I never told that story that, you know, maybe you shouldn't?
My stepmother said to me, Bill Burr might be one of the children that your father sired in his days on being a traveling musician.
He was a piece of
with
and he had two kids this close together, and he named them the same name.
Good
he thinks
point.
It's different because he's Billy and I'm Bill. Like, that's how we told the difference. All right, whatever. I mean, I like your music.
Appreciate that.
Okay, great.
It seems like even though it brought up a lot of father drama for Bill Burr, by the end, they ended up getting along.
At some point, we will hang out. I don't think on a podcast. All right, what are you doing after this? You want to hang out after this?
Well, I'm a vegan. That's probably a problem, I'm going to guess. You strike me as someone who likes red meat.
Well, I can have a cup of coffee while you eat your Brussels sprouts.
That's your up-to-the-minute scoop. Listen tomorrow morning at 7:15 and 8:15 for the latest in entertainment news with the Star Report.